Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am honored to be joined by Charles Liang, founder, president, CEO, and chairman of the board of Supermicro, and Don Clegg, VP, marketing and business development from Supermicro. Welcome, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So, Charles, you've been involved in the data center business for a long time. Can we just start with a background on Supermicro and your place in the marketplace?
Oh, yeah. Supermicro, you know, we are server and storage, a building block solution company. We have started to service the server storage market since, I would have to say, 20 years ago. So, our building block solution, that kind of offer customer basically based performance per watt, based performance per square foot, and based performance per dollars. That has been our central focus. And we are very happy this time when Intel are going to announce Haswell Grantley platform. We have exactly the most optimized solution ready.
You mentioned the collaboration with Intel. Don, you know, we've got a lot of years of collaboration together. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to work between the Supermicro and Intel teams on delivering platforms like we have this week?
Sure thing. I mean, it really is an amazing partnership to watch because I think the companies are aligned very well. And by that, I mean Supermicro is an engineering-driven, product-focused company that our engineers are second to none, and that lines up with Intel's expertise. So we do a really deep dive in terms of the design along with Intel so that from an entire system level, we're optimizing the platform. And there's not a lot of companies that can say that because they specialize either, say, in a marketing focus or in just one special section. But working with Intel, we can optimize the entire platform from, you know, little things like just tuning a VRM that turns into a big, big return and help to a customer because of the maximum efficiency that's there. So the overall partnership starts way before a product launch. It starts when the whole system is being imagined and designed.
Charles, you mentioned that we've reached the Haswell or the Xeon E5 V3 processor series launch. Can you talk a little bit about the solutions that Supermicro has lined up with this launch and how they address the various market segments that you're targeting your products for?
Yeah. We have more than 20 board-level design and more than 50 platform design this time for hardware launch. And the major one, including a data center optimized solution, we call DCO product line. For example, our Ultra Rack with 1U, 2 CPU, DP, right? Each CPU can perform up to 160 watt and 24 DIMM with minimal power consumption. And for sure, the power supply in the cell is titanium level power supply, 96%. While I/O, including NVMe support, 210G, 410G, or 240G, or even 100G, all supported. So for data center need maximum memory bandwidth, maximum memory size, minimum power consumption, maximum storage bandwidth, latency, we all have the best combination. And the other product line, for example, our twin. 7 years ago, we created a twin architecture, and today we have a fat twin in 4U. We provide the 4 node or 8 node computing power. And again, each node supports up a maximum 160 watt CPU performance. And per U, for example, fat twin, 4U, 4 node, each node, we can support up to a hard drive, 3.5-inch hard swappable, all external hard swappable. So I believe today, no other competitor have a similar capacity. And recently, our 2U Twin Pro, again, with hardware-based CPU support, that fully support SAS-3 and NVMe. So a very strong twin product line this time. The other product line, for example, our Super Braid and Micro Braid. especially MicroBraid. In 6U, we support a 28 DP node. Each node supports a 2 Xeon process up to a 121. So for company, really need a low power consumption and maximum computing power. MicroBraid is a better choice. Again, with software-defined switch built-in. And we co-design the system with Intel. Indeed, the switch, the chip, the hardware, and the software, all designed by Intel. So thank you a lot for the cooperation.
And I was reading through some of the descriptions of these products. Don, you know, some of the marketing here is fantastic. I read UltraRack, if Chuck Norris built a server, it would be this. What do you mean by that? And how did that come up?
Okay, you know, with today's virtualization, cloud computing, you know, people want each node have a maximum memory size, right? And kind of, for example, a VDI application, people want minimal storage latency, right? So with UltraRack, we support up to each node up to 1 NVMe or 2 NVMe, 4 NVMe, or all NVMe. It's all supported. So it doesn't matter for really fastest VDI application or a regular cloud application or kind of engineering simulation, whoever need a minimum latency and maximum memory size and performance. The UltraRack solution provides all of those advantages and while minimal power consumption.
What are the highlights in terms of these servers and in addressing? You know, you talked a little bit about the full scope of workloads that you can support, but what has customers' response been to these new platforms, and where do you see the early implementations flowing in terms of customers taking advantage of these designs?
You know, thank you to Intel Early Deployment Program. We have more than a handful of customers have been waiting there, and indeed, we already shipped thousands of systems to customers up to today. And we already built up inventory for ship more system anytime now. So yes, the response has been very, very aggressive. Again, no one don't need best performance and best performance per watt, while the cost is between people's so-called open computers. Better performance, better quality, more flexible design, but cost-wise, we can beat those people's so-called open computers.
So in some launches, you know, we release a processor and then it takes a while to get systems out. But I think the response from Supermicro is a little bit different this time around. Can you characterize where you are in terms of solutions availability?
I mean, Supermicro is absolutely in locked, loaded, ready to go in place. There is not it's not a paper launch. I mean, I think Charles went over that when he talked about all the products we have. But just to stress how absolutely prepared and ready. I hate even to use the word ready. I mean, we're done. We're there for the launch. So just to have that message, the theme, it's not a paper launch. It's real, and the products are fantastic.
And one of the things that I've seen from Supermicro is the theme around we keep IT green. Don, can you talk a little bit about how this extends into the platforms that you're delivering this week?
I'll tell you a couple of points, but I will also then defer to Charles, because Charles is just absolutely a world leader in driving this green initiative that we have here at Supermicro. So some of the things we do to keep IT green is many people don't realize how much energy and, in essence, you know, waste is caused by inefficient server designs. And so at Supermicro, it's a passion to get maximum efficiency out of all of our servers. And when we say we keep IT green, I would be hard-pressed to find any other company that has the efficiency that Supermicro has from its power, the design in terms of, not just in terms of power, but in terms of thermals, in terms of the space that's taken for systems so that you don't have sprawl and that things are conserved. So it really is a driving factor just in internal communications within the company and in goals that we set to be responsible to the planet and to make servers that are as absolutely as efficient as possible.
Well, Dan, you sound like an engineer too. So, indeed, I just add a little bit more. For example, power supply, oil, hardware is ready for high volume production. Indeed, most of our hardware-based system using titanium level power supply. Running at 96% high efficiency. For example, our Ultra Rack 1U, for example, we support two CPU at 160 watt and support 24 DIMM. Support 410G, and the whole system, you guess what? Just four tiny fans running at a slow speed.
That's excellent.
And capable to perfectly cool down the whole system. So this kind of optimized architectural design, minimize the fan speed, minimize the fan count, and result is for sure a much less power consumption, for example. And other than the thermal design architecture, good high-efficiency power supply, the board-level design, like VRM fine-tune, like BIOS fine-tune, firmware fine-tune, software fine-tune, to achieve the whole system really reach the highest power efficiency for maximum CPU computing loading, or even when system is idle. So we kind of optimize the system for customers' TCO, total cost of ownership of the optimization.
When you look at the efficiency savings that you're achieving with these platforms, this obviously translates to financial savings for the customer as well. Have you guys done any analysis on what this represents for an opportunity?
Yes. Obviously, this is a frequently asked question from customer, right? For example, with the hardware launch, most of our system will equip with 96% titanium high-efficiency power supply. That power supply basically perform 2-3% higher efficiency than the current generation platinum level power supply. Right? So that 2-3% for a system consumer of 300 watt that can save customer up to 9 watt, right? 9-10 watt in 4 years that can save customer direct and indirect energy cost up to about $100 to $200, depends on which country, which city, what's their energy cost, what's their operation model is. So 100 and 200 is not big money, but it's net saving and it's per system.
When you look at the marketplace, you've got an incredible product lineup. Can you tell me about the markets across the globe that you're serving, and you know, where is that design flowing from?
So that's a great question, because many people aren't as familiar with Supermicro as they should be. Supermicro is a global company, and we're really growing, and we've got a global reach in three major geographical areas. So whether it's in EMEA, Europe area, whether it's in the Americas, whether it's in Asia, we have infrastructure and facilities set up. But one of the unique things about Supermicro is the fact that our designs are taking place here at Supermicro in our headquarters in the Americas, and the ability for all of our designers to be able to talk to other designers makes us have capabilities the other guys don't. So, for instance, if there's issues with power supplies that are related to motherboards that might have a chassis impact, many other companies have to go and go to different divisions and outsourcing to figure out how to solve problems. That's all done under one campus, one infrastructure at Supermicro. And the net result for customers is products that are deployed faster, products that are more reliable, and products that are more innovative, because we can make innovations. I mean, there's things we can do with our designs that the other guys can't, because they don't have control over certain aspects of the design. So with that said, Supermicro is a U.S.-based company with global reach, and the designers here love it because it's essentially a place where they can talk system-level design and not just component-level.
You talked about a compelling roadmap of products coming out from Supermicro. Where should folks who are listening online find more information about the products, specifics about each of the product line's features, and follow up with Supermicro representatives in terms of evaluating your solutions?
We have really a big product line this time, as that happened in our history, right? Again, more than 20 different serverable and more than 50 different platforms already about now. So it doesn't matter data center optimized or kind of banking, low latency application, kind of like HFT, or kind of like web hosting, or kind of enterprise application, even embedded storage application. We have many product lines specifically optimized for different application.
Charles and Don, thank you so much for being on Chip Chat today. I'm delighted to learn more about what Supermicro is doing. Thank you for the collaboration and congratulations on the launch.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.